Morning, folks. Welcome to the WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have guests across the way, several folks from the Fairfield Community High School. It is that they are from the future. You've changed the name of the thing, haven't you, Kurt?
Yes, a name change in 1988 to just National FFA Organization to better represent, you know, we're not just a farming group anymore.
Yeah, that's all, I always, I'm used to Future Farmers of America. Yeah. And you were too, right? Even though it would have changed to FFA before you were in school, right?
Well, I was in the school in the 90s, so it would have changed already then.
But did you call it Future Farmers or did you call it FFA?
Yeah, we called it Future Farmers. And yeah. Believe it or not, I wasn't in FFA in high school.
I can't. No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
How in the world you came from a farm family?
Right.
You basically live on a farm. You help your dad out a little bit, I presume, right? Son, now probably got your kids growing up as farm kids, that kind of thing.
Right.
How in the world did you avoid being in FFA when you were in high school?
I was just in 4-H and through high school and. At the time,
there was plenty of stuff.
Yeah, and at the time, it didn't interest me as much. And you know, it is with all the college electives at the time you thought you had to have.
Yeah,
and I think it was about my senior year I could finally take one. You know, my mom was the home ec teacher, and I thought, do I want to eat twice a day? You know, make desserts and candy and stuff, or do I want to take a class with a bunch of freshmen? And so that's why I decided. But I knew I had a love for agriculture, and when I got to college, it developed through there, and did a lot of collegiate FFA. And
ladies and gentlemen, didn't even get a chance to introduce him. It's Kurt Robbins, the ag instructor at FCHS, and Kurt, that was one of the things I was wondering. FFA looks pretty good on a kid's application to a college, doesn't it?
Yes, looks real good. Looks real good.
And because there's a lot of work involved, and these college folks, I guess, know how much work goes into to FFA, right?
Yeah.
I got to ask a question then. You played football in college.
Yeah.
Do you think you could have gotten into like a better school if you'd had FFA on the agenda?
Possibly, but I think natural genetics only allowed me to run so fast, and so that kind of limited me. I topped out where I was.
Well,
definitely.
Now that's probably true. Well, okay, well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. All right, you brought guests with you today. Do you want to introduce them? Or you want me to ask them to introduce themselves? I'll ask them to introduce themselves over here first. I'm going to talk to you first because you're the lady in charge, right?
Sure.
You need to put the microphone like right here. Ladies and gentlemen, please meet across the way from me, Ashley McGill. Good morning, Ashley. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for coming out this morning. I appreciate it. Tell everybody about yourself.
Well, I'm a senior at the Fairfield Community High School.
Okay.
I've been an officer for 3 years, and now I'm currently holding president position.
How in the world did you get involved in FFA?
I needed something on my...
On your college application?
Yeah, and I needed something on my schedule for school, so I decided, intro to ag sounds fun. And then my freshman year, I didn't do hardly nothing, and then now I'm so involved, it does keeps me busy.
How many hours a week do you think are you... Now, granted, this is FFA week this week, right?
Right.
National FFA week. And you're going to be spending many, 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 many hours, I presume, with FFA stuff this week, right?
Yeah.
How many hours your normal week do you think you would spend? Say back in October, you have a regular week, and you're the president of the organization. You're the lady in charge. How much time are you spending?
Practice usually an hour or two a day, like on Monday or Thursdays, and then if the contest is on Thursdays, it's usually 3-4 hours. Just depends on the week, honestly.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practicing what?
Oh, grade chickens or seeds.
No kidding.
No kidding.
So what's your favorite thing to grade? I mean, because I've seen Napoleon Dynamite when they grade eggs, right?
Well,
yeah, that's right.
That's kind of what they do, right?
Yes.
Is it easy to grade eggs?
No, not really.
That always looked really difficult to me. What's your favorite part? You said you're an officer now You're president now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What were you the last 2 years?
Parliamentarian.
Parliamentarian. All right. So as such, you're the person who basically the president, you would have been the person the president asks whenever there's a question about what's going on and if something is out of order in the meetings, right?
We all mostly fill in. We work together.
No, it's your job. It was your job, Ashley. Did anybody ever ask you to go out of order? Did you have to crack the whip and get them back in?
No.
See, now that's the thing. As the president, you're able to do that. Now you've got the authority. Back when you're a parlamentarian,
I was just there to run the meetings.
You were just running the meetings? Okay, well, that's cool. Nice job. Matt, let's meet the young lady next to you, another senior. Might want to sit up a little closer there. Ladies and gentlemen, Madeline Stentz. Good morning, Madeline. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. So now, how long have you been in FFA?
I've been in FFA all 4 years of high school.
Oh, wow.
But I've been an officer for 3 years.
Okay, so. Now what is your position now, your office?
I'm currently the reporter.
What were you before?
Before, I was the treasurer, and then the year before that, I was the chaplain.
Okay, which do you have more fun? I mean, how much work is either one? Because I'm guessing the treasurer doesn't have a whole lot to do during meetings. You basically create the report before the meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chaplain, you say the prayer at the meeting, and then you're done, right?
Yeah, mainly at the banquet. More formal occasions we'll pray. So.
Okay. And then for the reporter, though, you've got work to do now, though, don't you?
Yeah, there is a huge scrapbook involved with
the
reporter, yes, and it's quite the project.
So you're keeping that thing.
Yeah.
How'd you get roped into that job? Let me rephrase that. You wanted that job, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I've always been kind of crafty, so I guess, I mean, I enjoy scrapbook, and it's a lot of work, but I enjoy it.
Did you start FFA when you were a freshman as well?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about it?
Probably all the relationships that I've formed through FFA, and
how many hours a day is the class? Is it one class hour a day, or
yeah.
is it two? Okay.
Yeah, it's 1 hour a day, so.
Uh-huh. So you've still got friends from whenever you were a freshman. The seniors didn't throw you in the bush or anything like that, right?
No, I don't think so.
No hazing?
Nope.
Do you haze the freshman now?
Definitely not.
No? Well, especially if we got the teacher sitting here, right? You know, he's not here. Let's say he's not here. You got like rub nuggies with somebody like that? Is that what you're going to do? Nuggies on the head?
Probably not.
Probably
I don't
not.
Know. I was so scared of that going into high school.
Were you
school.
Really?
It never happened.
Is that right?
No, yeah.
Good
right.
for you.
Yep.
Good for you. See, it never happened to me either.
But I
was angry and loud, I guess. They weren't going to try to throw me into the bush. Well, welcome to the show. Appreciate it. We're going to talk about all kinds of other things that the FFA is doing. We've got one more young lady to introduce this morning. Introduce yourself. I believe this is Macy Clark. How you doing, Macy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks very much for joining the show today.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Okay, now, what grade are you? These two girls are seniors.
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Do you have an office as well?
I do. I'm the Sentinel.
You are the Sentinel. Okay. What exactly is the job of the Sentinel in the FFA?
The job of the Sentinel is making sure that if we have a meeting or something, everyone is comfortable. Like everyone, I shouldn't say has to be, but I make sure that everyone is happy with the environment they are in. And I can also kick people out, apparently.
You didn't know that you could kick people out until I just told you a little bit ago, huh?
No, I did not, but...
See, now that's cool.
I haven't had to do that yet, so...
Have you had to settle people down? I guess I don't understand making sure everybody's comfortable. So you're the one who has to go out and find chairs? Do you drag the chairs in if you have a big meeting?
If that's what it has to take, then sure.
Are there, I presume, and I don't know, are there FFA, you're talking about practice. Are there like practice meetings too that you're judged on at some competitions and stuff?
Yeah. Like we can do Parley Pro is coming up. And what that is, you're basically practicing like what you would do at a meeting.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty neat to do. And it helps us out a lot.
Have you been, have you had the competition?
No, it's coming up in 2 weeks.
Is this your second year in FFA?
This is my second year in FFA.
Okay, I didn't know if you joined as a freshman as well.
Mm-hmm.
You must not have had, did you have an office last year?
I did not.
Did you get a chance to see last year the Parley Pro competition or anything like that? Do you know what you're getting into?
Oh, goodness, no. I did not do PolyPro last year. Oh, my goodness. I'm still trying to figure it out. It's pretty difficult, but, I mean, we're getting the hang of it.
Yeah? What's your favorite part about FFA?
My favorite part about FFA is telling other people how awesome it is, because I did not know that I was going to be here, like, sitting here today, because, I mean, I thought FFA was about, like, wearing boots all the time,
yeah,
and going out and farming all the time, but it's really not.
I must admit, I am surprised I see no blue velvet jackets in here.
Yeah.
Do you have the blue velvet jackets?
Oh,
you just, it's a little warm to wear them today, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. But
well, you have them on. See, Thursday's going to be warm when you have the big cookout. Are you going to have the jackets on then?
No, probably
Ashley
not.
And Madeline are saying, no, they're not going to wear the jackets. It's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah.
But y'all have jackets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. We're having fun. I'm talking with Macy Clark along with Ashley McGill, Madeline Stentz from FCHS, and along with Ag Instructor Kurt Robbins. We'll talk a little bit more here on the Bruce Dickey Show. When we return, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM and FM, WFIW Fairfield. Back in a bit. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 59 degrees. It's 9:28 here on this beautiful morning. Looking pretty good out there. Nice little sunshine. It's supposed to be partly cloudy today, partly sunny, but it should be a nice day. As my guests across the way are FCHS Ag Instructor Kurt Robbins. And he is joined here by Ashley McGill. She's the president of the FFA at Fairfield this week, or all this year. And also Madeline Stentz, she's a reporter, and Macy Clark, she's the sentinel for the FFA. And Kurt, you've got, tell me a little bit about, we talked a little bit about it with Macy there at the end of the first segment. These kids are involved in a lot of contests in the state, aren't they? You have had a lot of success up there, haven't you?
We have. We've been really fortunate. A lot of good kids. You know, one area we've really done well is state degree and proficiencies. And what proficiencies are, they're record books.
Uh-huh.
You know, kids keep track of their jobs or their projects there at home.
Is it a different kind of record book from the 4-H, or is this in conjunction with the 4-H?
It's similar. The 4-H is are structured a little differently than ours are, and actually ours have changed at a state and national level here this last year.
Uh-huh.
As well. So they're similar in a lot of cases, but they're structured differently.
Where do you go to contest typically, or where do you deliver?
Our local contests for proficiencies are Alney, and then you know, districts, we go anywhere from Mount Vernon to Carbondale, and state is usually at U of I or some stuff in Springfield.
What does it entail? Do the kids get up and give a talk about their project, or is it just all paperwork, or what?
It's both. You judge the book itself. You know, if a kid has 3 years and, you know, 2,000 hours a year versus,
sure,
a kid that worked 1 year for 100 hours, you know, that sorts them out pretty quick. And then you interview the kids and find out their knowledge about it, and you ask some questions about their book. You know, so if a kid has horses, you ask them what they do with their horses. You know, what kind of medicine they give their horses.
Sure.
And, and see if they really know their project, and then after that you determine the winner.
Have you been judging yourself, or do they have you judge some of the local or district or state level?
All the above. At the section level, the teachers judge all the section books, and we did that 2 weeks ago in Mount Carmel, and we had 4 section winners there that are going on district competition in Mount Vernon, and then in Mount Vernon we'll separate in all our areas, and our 5 sections, you can have 5 winners from each section winner. And from our district, you'll judge 5 books, and you'll determine a winner from there. Then you'll go to state, and out of our 5 districts, you have 5 state finalists, and whoever wins that area will be crowned the state champion.
Have we had state champs before?
We've had 7.
Have you?
Yep.
Who? Like who?
I wrote them down, so I remember.
I'm glad you did, because you knew I was going to ask.
Yep. We started with Jessica Vaughn, Clint Hayes, Wilson Estimer, Morgan Doggett, Leah Carter won twice. And Katie Liston.
How much work did those kids put in? How much work did those kids put in to get to that level?
They put in quite a bit. It's being very thorough in your record keeping process. It's not just saying, hey, I fed the dog.
Yeah.
You know, you might say what you fed the dog and what you did with the dog and when you took the dog to the vet, you know, if you have that kind of project. Or if you're training the dog as well. And then knowing your project and knowing your numbers, you know, if the judge asks you, you know, how many hours did you work this year, knowing that.
Yeah.
And all those kids did it. You know, one of the funniest one was when Wilson Estimer won. He won in forest products. He worked at a sawmill.
Okay.
And
I can see, I would have figured Wilson would have been out there with horses.
Yeah, he had that project as well, but he had a lot of hours and then working at the sawmill.
Yeah.
And he had cut his leg with a chainsaw earlier that week.
Oh, really?
And
right before he was supposed to present. Huh?
Yeah, and then one of the ag teachers that I knew from Cisna Park, after they're done, asked him, you know, how'd he do? He said, well, I knew that boy, he did the work because he interviewed well and he cut his leg too. So I know he did the work and he was crown state champ that day.
Well, that's good. He didn't show off the scar, did he?
No, I don't think so. But they asked him what was wrong and he told them.
Ask him why he's limping. Oh, yeah. Well, I really know how the safety stuff works now.
Yeah, they did ask him some safety questions that day.
I suspect they did. Well, that's cool. Girls, tell me a little bit about your projects. You have any of you have a big project this year? What do you have going, Ashley?
I'm on food service, which is Jenny's Concessions.
No kidding. So how often do you work in Jenny's Concessions then?
All summer.
All summer long. Well, see, you know, that's cool. So you're getting cash along with being able to use this in your FFA
and
project,
and I did
right?
the twisty treat.
So you did the twisty treat when it was down there on
by Subway.
Does she have that anymore? She sold
it. No,
that,
we
didn't
sold
she?
It.
Oh, that's good.
And Ashley, with that project, she was awarded. She's going to be awarded the state degree with her project. With that, along with her ponies, she keeps track of at her house as well.
How about that? Congratulations. Well done. What is a state degree? So you'll be the 8th person on the list there, right?
No, mine's not one of the proficiency winners.
Well, you know, you see, you could have lied to me and told me. It would have made a much better show. No, that's why. Well, no, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's wonderful. How many hours did you spend putting that together?
Oh,
I mean, Jenny, she was having you work like 15, 20 hours a day.
Yeah, my end of the year was 452 hours.
Wow. Just basically over the summer,
yeah, and that's
right?
Like 7-8 shows.
I'm doing the math in my head. That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
That's like 50 hours a show. Did you learn anything who? All right, I got to know, Ashley.
All right.
Who came up with some of the wackier fried stuff? Tell me the fried
like,
Snicker
what do you
bar.
Know?
Like the fried Snicker bar or something.
Well, she did.
How about the fried banana?
That was invented before I got there.
Is that right? Have you invented anything? Have you invented any of them?
Well,
or have you
we
tried?
Try different things all
really?
The time.
What have you tried to invent? That's really cool. That's pretty cool.
It just depends on what people bring us. We did peanut butter and jelly for someone.
Just a sandwich?
Yeah, like you just get the sandwich and then you cut it in fours.
Okay.
And then you put it in the batter and you just put it in the deep fryer.
Use panko batter or something? What kind of batter is it?
I think funnel cake batter.
Okay. So you're throwing it in the funnel. All right. Actually, I got to tell you, Ashley, did you get a chance to taste this?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. Was it pretty good?
Yeah. You couldn't even taste it like deep fried. Just the outside was crunchy. So like, the inside was just melted.
Yeah.
And the outside was just crunch.
Yum. How about now so you know what you need to do, and if you invent this, and it's my suggestion, but I don't want credit other than like free stuff all the time.
All right.
Invent a or I know she doesn't usually have chili because it's the summertime and right. It's a hot thing, right? You know, that would be perfect, though, that fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or peanut butter sandwich. Maybe a fried peanut butter sandwich and chili. You ever thought of that?
I haven't.
All right.
I see you eating there almost every time we're in town. So.
I'm not sure. I beg to differ. It interferes with my... Oh, no. I do that. Yeah, I
eat there almost every single day.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to see you're healthy.
I try. I go to the gym.
I don't. So there we can see the difference. Now, Madeline, what's your project? What have you been working on over the course of the year?
Freshman year, I really wanted to get involved in an animal project.
Uh-huh.
And I had a wiener dog, and I didn't think that was good enough.
What, you thought you needed a bigger dog or something?
No.
You didn't
want
to use the
wiener? I wanted more of like a farm animal.
Oh, I see.
You don't have to do that. You really don't.
You know, it's the paperwork is the important thing, Madeline, not the what the dog is.
I know. So I got myself 5 chickens and started selling eggs and doing all that kind of stuff. And it was really interesting, and I learned a lot about chickens.
Do you still have them? Did you eat them?
We got a few left, yeah.
Have you?
We've had... few come through the
yeah you've a different generation so. Do you still have any of the originals?
Nope, none of the original.
How long do chickens live before they get the axe? I mean, what's the age of a chicken?
It depends how long they're laying for you. Once they stop laying,
laying their lunch,
yeah, pretty much. There's not much to have there, but...
Well, no, I suspect that's true. I suspect that they're not bred for eating. They're bred for laying, right?
Yes.
So you're still doing that? You're still doing the chicken project? Well, is that you started that your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
What other projects have you used? Do you use the same chicken project every year?
Yeah, pretty much. I started a garden project, but didn't keep up with it very well, so... I kind of let go of it, but I wish that I would have stuck with it a little better.
Why so?
I just really enjoy being outside, and I enjoy gardening with my grandpa and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, and landscaping, too. I really enjoy.
Do you have a green thumb? I just terrible.
Yeah, we have the greenhouse and horticulture classes at the high school,
uh-huh.
So we get to see all the different...
See, you're gonna have a sale there pretty soon, I guess,
this
right?
Spring.
When is the sale? Do you know?
Sometime late April, I think, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have more information on that as the time comes. Well, congratulations on your project. Sounds like it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been.
So now, are you two? Have you either of you figured out if you're going to try to go to college, or do you know much yet about it? You're seniors. You got 3 months before you graduate high school. It's probably time to start thinking about it.
Well, I'm going to actually go to Wabash.
That's Ashley.
For my 2 years, and then transfer to SIU Carbondale and finish out in agriculture somewhere.
Well, that's pretty cool. Madeline, you thought about it?
Yes, I'll probably go to Frontier.
Okay.
Well, I'll definitely go to Frontier next year.
That's cool.
And I'm thinking more about, like, nursing and health.
That's the thing. Yeah. If you've been laying eggs, you know at least part of what you need to know about nursing, I guess. Well, no, you haven't been. The hens have been. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it. Let me rephrase that. Tell me, Macy, Macy Clark here also. Macy, what have your projects been? What have you thought?
Well, freshman year, I was working on my rabbit. I have a lop-eared rabbit.
A lop-eared rabbit?
Yeah.
How big does a lop-eared rabbit get?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, it's about a foot long, I'd say.
What kind of, which breed is he or she?
It's a lop-eared, so, like... They came from, like, England, and that's basically all I know about them. And that's terrible, since it's my project.
All right, so Kurt's giving me a look like you're not going to state.
No, not with that. But this year, I did do science fair, and it was my first time doing that. And my project title was, Does Chlorine Affect Soybean Growth?
Really? It must,
yeah.
Surely, I guess, right?
Yeah, it does. And it's really neat, because for one thing, I would have never thought myself to do any type of, like, bean testing
uh-huh.
at all. And this year I did, and it was really neat because I saw, like, what types of water affected it. And
really?
Yeah, it was really neat.
How badly is it affected? How badly does...
It was actually not, as horrible as I thought it was going to be. Like, usually you see these experiments, like, they just fail drastically.
Yeah.
But this one didn't. I feel like people, like, over-exaggerate it.
Are you, how are you counting it? Are you counting by the bushel or are you counting by the pod?
Just by the pod.
Okay.
For this experiment.
Okay. Did you have somebody donate you a little
yeah.
little plot?
Yeah. My aunt, Debbie Baker, owns a Baker Seed Company in uh-huh. West Salem. So she donated my soybean seeds.
How big of a plot did you use?
Oh, I only used 36 seeds, I bet.
Oh, okay. So you had just a little garden.
Yeah.
And how tall did you get them to grow?
Oh, 50 centimeters was the tallest one I think we got.
That's pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in the growing process did you introduce the chlorine? Did you introduce it to different plants at different times just to see what the difference might be?
What I actually did, I had one tray and it had a heating pad in it.
Okay.
And I divided it in half and I labeled them like non-chlorinated water, like six of those.
Yeah.
I put six cups in the pan and okay. then I put six on the other half.
Okay.
And I watered some with non-chlorinated water and then with chlorinated water. And they grew, like all of them grew. But you could definitely tell, like towards the end of the experiment, they started, the chlorinated water started to like eat away at the...
Oh, it was basically acidic to it, wasn't mm-hmm. it? Did you learn anything? Sounded like you
yeah,
learned
I
a
did.
Ton.
Besides,
I'm learning.
Yeah. Besides chlorine affecting the plant, I also learned, like, we also had a pan aside from the heated
uh-huh.
pan. We did not put a heating pad in that one. And the growth rate was so much slower that they did not start, like, the ones in the non-heated
right.
pan did not start growing until, like, 5 days later.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
Well, that's... kind of tells you how your farmers feel out when they look
mm-hmm.
at their beans out in the field
mm-hmm.
when they can see. Well, that's why you want to plant, get a little
yeah.
bit of rain and get some heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm hoping to use that next year and expand on that because I really think that's pretty neat.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I've got Macy Clark here along with Ashley McGill, Madeline Stentz, also talking to FCHS Ag instructor Kurt Robbins. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on this week. It is National FFA Week, and they've got all kinds of stuff going on at the school, as well as what they did last weekend. And we'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show, talk a little bit more about it. Back in a sec.
Standing down on Main Street across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. As I wondered to myself just how long I had been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. Neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found three 20s and a 10. It feels so good, feeling good again.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM Fairfield. I appreciate you tuning in today. It's 9:47. It's 60 degrees outside on the way up to around 70. I've got FFA week this week. I've got FCHS Ag instructor Kurt Robbins, and he has brought three students along with him, Ashley McGill, Madeline Stentz, and Macy Clark. And who wants to tell me what's going on this week? Ag in the Classroom is tomorrow, right? Ashley, tell me about Ag in the Classroom. You've probably done this a few times, haven't you?
Yes. We actually go around to every school, like Center Street, New Hope, Jasper, and Jeff.
Yeah.
And we just do a little lesson, and we usually have, like, a little snack for them, and then we just ask them some questions about FFA or the official dress we wear or anything that involves, like, ag.
You ask them questions or they ask you questions?
Both.
Yeah? What grades of kids are you talking to typically?
Usually, like junior high.
Yeah. Is it? Do you remember Ag in the classroom when you were in junior high? You do remember him coming to see you?
Yes.
Madeline's shaking her head like she remembers. Is this a now? This you've got all kinds of things going on this week. What's your favorite part of FFA week? National FFA week? Is it getting out of school for Ag in the classroom? For me, it'd be cooking the pork chops.
Mine would probably have to be all of it.
Oh, now, come on. You got to pick one.
Okay, the pork chops.
The pork chops, yeah, exactly right.
You can smell them all day.
Okay, now, Madeline, are you going to bring in some of the hens and chickens for the petting zoo?
I'm not sure yet. Probably not, but.
Probably not. You see, now that's the cool thing. The petting zoo is what day?
Yes, it is one day.
It's what day? Yeah.
Oh, what day? Okay,
Wednesday.
It is on Wednesday.
You had to look. Yes. I guess you're not planning on bringing the chickens.
No.
Will you be helping out? Because I presume that you're going to have all kinds of animals and all kinds of stuff from other from several of your classmates, right?
Yes. All the officers will help set up beforehand and clean up afterward. But we have a lot of chapter involvement in the petting zoo, especially. All of our members will bring what they have.
What best, animals? So. Who's the petting zoo for? It's going to be at the high school, right? So
yes.
Is it for the other students of the school to come around and take a look at what you guys are doing, or what's it for, you think?
We have a little bit of that, but it's mainly for the younger grade school kids.
So the grade school kids mm-hmm. will be coming over?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Macy, you going to be bringing anything to petting zoo day? You going to bring your rabbit?
I don't think so. We have
Your rabbit wants petted?
Oh, it probably would, but we've got several other students with rabbits.
What's your rabbit's name?
My rabbit's name?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's actually kind of ironic. See, at first we didn't know what the gender of it was, so
okay.
We just came up with, a neutral name. If it was a
girl. Mr. Puddles.
If it was a boy, we were going to name it Bob, and if it was a girl, we were going to name it Bobette.
Okay.
But we all thought it was a boy, after that, so we just called it a boy. And then eventually, one of my dad's friends found out that our rabbit has this, double chin-looking thing, so that actually indicates that it's a girl. So all this time, we've been calling it Bob, but it's actually Bobette.
I got to tell you, there's another way to indicate whether it's a girl or not. But
easiest way.
But that's probably the easiest way. Yeah, you're right. You're not going to bring Bobette?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever brought Bobette? Did you bring her last year?
No, I did not. But he has, or she has, modeled for True Shots Photography, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Yeah. I understand now. Kurt, you're not paying enough.
I know.
So Bobette would require an appearance fee.
Oh.
Of some kind. Well, that's cool. The petting zoo is when? And you're bringing kids in on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then on Thursday's a pretty good time, too. Tell me about the cookout. Are you involved in the cookout?
Oh, all of us are going to be involved in the cookout.
Yeah, you're going to be. Who's the best cook here of the three of you? Do any of you get, does Mr. Robbins let any of you near the grill?
Yeah, we all rotate.
Really? Okay.
So some of us might be cooking that second, and then some of us might be setting up. It just depends what needs to be done, so we all just rotate and see and work as a team.
Well, that's good. And this is going to be, will the cookout involve the entire FFA, or is it just mainly the officers as well? It's probably the entire, isn't it, Kurt?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The officer will be doing all the cooking, but then the entire school and the public is open, is welcome to come down.
And tell me what else is going on Thursday. You've got, in addition to the cookout, you've got the fun thing, don't you?
We've got the tractor day.
And I'm looking at these girls, and none of them have mentioned a tractor, so I'm assuming that they're not bringing tractors from school that day.
No, not a lot. And the tractor day has slowed down a little bit over the past, and we've made it the tractor and lawnmower day. So if a kid didn't have a tractor and they want to drive their lawnmower to school, they can do that,
hey,
too.
That's cool. How about side-by-sides?
Probably not. You know, we got to kind of stay within the law a little bit.
Well, driving a lawnmower to school is going to be within the law, right?
Yeah, you're going to mow a lawn. You know, you're not going to get in the mud or whatever.
I get you. All right, that makes a lot of sense. What's going on Friday, girls? What's going on Friday? What's the big day there?
It's the teacher's breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Teacher's breakfast?
Yeah, and the alumni.
What do you do?
We serve them cinnamon rolls.
You're serving cinnamon rolls to the teachers and alumni on Friday. Well, that's nice of you. Just cinnamon rolls?
We haven't officially decided what else we're going to have.
What have you cooked over the past years? Has it been just cinnamon?
My past 2 years, we had pancakes 1 year and then casseroles last year.
Oh, really? Like a strata type of thing,
yeah,
huh?
There was a whole bunch left.
So you may not do that one again, is what your point is.
Oh, and it's too expensive.
Well, see, now you've got 90 kids in the FFA, Ashley. If there was a bunch left from the teachers, didn't the rest of the kids, they would have helped
you
out.
I think this year we're going to open it up to members.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. What else going on Friday? You've got the teacher thing, and then there's something else you mentioned, Kurt. I didn't get written down.
The Ag Olympics.
The Ag Olympics. Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell me about the Ag Olympics. Who's going for the gold medal?
Oh, probably several people. I'm excited to see what all.
What are the competitions?
Oh, my goodness. We have a tug of war is one of them.
Okay. Are these – now, I know that the homecoming, they always have this by class,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a class deal for the FFA Ag Olympics too?
This year there are going to be teams.
Teams,
they
already
set. They can do whatever they want. Like, they can sign up – I don't – how many people would you say, like?
Five per team.
How many? You ought to have, with 90 kids, you're going to have a bunch of teams participating, aren't you, Kurt?
We hope so. We hope so.
What other competitions are there besides tug of war? She doesn't know.
We call it the Dizzy Farmer is what we call it.
The Dizzy Farmer. All right. I got to know what the Dizzy Farmer is. You got to help me out.
What the Dizzy Farmer involves is they've got to first drink a glass of orange juice and then jump over a gate and then run down and they spin around a bat and get all dizzy. And they've got to go to half court, and they've got to do some push-ups, and they got to go back and drink some orange juice.
Oh, okay.
And then they tag.
Yeah.
So it's usually some kids are not real good at spinning around. So
yeah, I bet.
It makes for some humor.
How many spins on the bat?
10.
Oh, Kurt.
But five just doesn't do it. And we do it at all school assembly. We do it during our enrichment period.
Yeah.
So the whole school's there, so it's usually a lot of fun. Usually.
How many kids will be running in the race?
We usually have four teams of five, so 20 kids.
A relay?
Yeah.
Girls, who's relaying? Who's the anchor? Are any of you participating in this? I got to tell you, none of you look really appetized by the whole thing.
I'm not doing the relay.
Madeline, you going to do it?
Usually we're pretty hesitant about jumping in. The boys are always like, yeah, I want to be on this team. But the girls are usually kind of like, okay, you're going to do this. And we're like, all right, I guess I'll do it. But
if you make you.
Yeah.
If they make you.
My freshman year I did it, and I won't do it again because now I know what goes on the vaccine.
Did you win, though? Well, see, now that's the important thing. You needed to win. See, you might be doing it again if your team would have won, right?
No.
No, I don't think she's going to be good.
I don't like orange juice.
You don't like orange juice.
No.
Well, then that's not the event for you. What, Macy, who's going to compete in anything? Are you going to compete in the tug of war?
Oh, gosh, I'm not strong enough to do that, let alone.
Well, there's got to be something out there you're going to be able to compete in.
Oh, I don't know. I want to get the officers to get a team together.
Oh, see, now that's thinking. Mm-hmm. You've got three of you here. You guys go ahead and get a team together. I got to tell you. With the lack of enthusiasm for wanting to compete, I'm not sure you're going to do that well. No offense meant. All right, tell me a little bit before we let you go out here. Ashley, tell me a little bit about how FFA week is important to you and how this helps, how it's important to the community.
It impacts the community by like having us involved because we give to them and they always give back to us.
Uh-huh.
And FFA is just really fun during that week because there's so many different activities you can do, and it keeps you pretty busy during that week, and there's not homework during the ag classes.
Right. Well, see, now that's cool. Yeah, take note of that there, Mr. Robbins. Before I'm running out of time, I burned up too much clock on other stuff. Tell me about the Louisville trip. Who had the best time at the Louisville trip? Macy, did you see
Yeah, it was my first time going there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was absolutely huge.
And yeah,
the new technology they have coming out, like, I'm not particularly interested in, like, being a farmer or anything like that, but just seeing all of the new equipment that they have, it was pretty neat.
Well, that's really cool. Did you have a good time, Madeline?
I wasn't able to go this year, but I have been in the past, and it always is pretty interesting and keeps us pretty busy. You can get a lot of freebies there, too.
Oh, really?
Big bags of free pens and notebooks. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Girls and Kurt, thank you so much for coming on, and best of luck to you on a successful FFA week, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, that's Kurt Robbins along with Macy Clark, Ashley McGill, and Madeline Stentz, and that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Folks, appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.